You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
I'm Ruthie Fierberg, and this is Why We Theater, the podcast that digs into the onstage works we love to make the offstage change we need. After all, that is Why We Theater. Hi, everyone. Happy Thanksgiving and a happy early Hanukkah. I hope I'm coming to you in a moment of relaxation, or at least preparation for relaxation. I hope that you're able to center yourself and not only gather with people this holiday, but actually connect with one another. In fact, this idea of balance and connection was something I was thinking about earlier this week, and they were the topics of my newsletter this month. If you don't already get my newsletter, shameless plug, you can sign up at ruthiefierberg.com. I know many of you are traveling this week, so if you're not caught up on all of the previous Why We Theater episodes, now is the time. They will make your plane, train, bus, car ride fly by. This weekend is kind of like a break in the calendar of life. You have before Thanksgiving and you have to the end of the year. So as you make plans through the end of the year, I want you to consider seeing some specific pieces of theater, which is why I'm calling this episode Why We Theater Now, because these are all plays and musicals that you can see right now. For those of you who follow my personal account on Instagram, at Ruthie Fierceberg, in addition to Why We Theater's Instagram account, at Why We Theater, then you've seen that I've been going to a lot of shows here in New York. So much of it has been thought-provoking and heart-wrenching, and these plays and musicals bring to life issues in our society, which make them ripe for discussion as further proof of Why We Theater. But it can be a challenge to make an episode of Why We Theater in time for you to see the show while it's still running. So this week, I'm straight up recommending some shows to see and put on your list if you like the other things you've been hearing on this podcast. Up first, Christina Wong Sweatshop Overlord. I saw this downtown at New York Theater Workshop, which is the birthplace of Rent and Hadestown, Slave Play, you get the idea. Though the solo show written and performed by Christina Wong herself and directed by Che Yu closed this past weekend, it is streaming through December 14th. And of course, a capture can't be the equivalent of the live experience, but this piece is specifically suited to it. Christina Wong and her hilarity are larger than life and have no issue jumping through the screen. It's a solo show, so there's really only one place to look. And it already includes use of a projector, which works even better when you watch it on the screen. But the reason you need to see this show is because it is an antidote for this exact moment. Christina tells the story of how she created an army of sewers to make masks during the pandemic, how hospitals would call her to place orders, how the government would contact her for help. Christina masterfully reflects on March 2020 through September 2021 in a way that heals. This play cracked me up and helped me process what we've all been through. It's a story of altruism, family, our government's shortcomings, what it means to be a global citizen, and all things we've talked about on this podcast. And you can get a streaming pass for only $30 per household. So visit nytw.org, as in NewYorkTheaterWorkshop.org. My next recommendation is Thoughts of a Colored Man. This gorgeous new play by Kenan Scott II enraptured me. Sometimes I write down a line or a passage of a play and pin it on my wall. In fact, I have the full lyrics to Move On from Sunday in the Park with George that hang next to my desk. My immediate thought when I left Broadway's Golden Theater after seeing this new play was that I should do that. But there were too many quotes. So I thought, well, I should just wallpaper my walls in Kenan's script. You know when you hear something and it hits you in the gut with its truth and makes you say, I mmmed my way through this play. The play follows seven Black men in Brooklyn, different ages, different backgrounds, different ties to the neighborhood. Performed in vignettes, this play animates the phrase, "We are not a monolith." That phrase, in fact, that word monolith, has become so oft used, I wonder if people know its meaning. The definition of monolith is a very large and characterless building, or a large and impersonal political, corporate, or social structure regarded as intractably indivisible and uniform. So, we are not a monolith is a way of saying we are not all the same. We are not uniform. We are not a mass of singular opinion and tradition. We are not characterless and marked only by our shared characteristic. Scott's play illustrates this. Directed by Steve H. Broadnax III, who, by the way, directed Katori Hall's now Pulitzer Prize winner, The Hot Wing King, and has directed many of Dominique Morisseau's plays. You know she's a pod favorite. He brings his eye to this work. This one is important because it reminds us of individualism within races, cultures, and communities. This podcast is all about using individual stories to understand larger scale problems and create change. We need power to create change, and there is power in numbers. But numbers only grow if we build a coalition across differences. Thoughts of a Colored Man helps us understand nuance. It helps us understand how to connect. Tickets to Broadway are currently on sale through March 20th, 2022. If you buy tickets for a performance now through January 17th, you can refund or exchange tickets up to 2 hours before the performance if need be. So it's essentially a risk-free purchase. The show also offers tickets via lottery for $39. Regular tickets start at $49, and they're often on TDF, you know, the discount site, tdf.org, and at the TKTS booth at a discounted rate as well. Go see Thoughts of a Colored Man. Number three, Roundabout Theater Company just opened Trouble in Mind at the American Airlines Theater on Broadway. Written by Alice Childress, a Black woman playwright, the play debuted off-Broadway in 1955. A group of white producers wanted to transfer it to Broadway, but asked Childress to tone it down. She refused, and the play sat for 66 years waiting for its Broadway debut, which has now finally come in 2021. The play stars LaShanz as Willetta Mayer, an experienced New York actor about to star in the anti-lynching play Chaos in Belleville, directed by a white man. From the first scene, Childress makes clear the realities of being a Black actor in the white American theater. Willetta advises a first-time actor on how to behave at work. Be sure to laugh at the white man director's jokes. Be sure to appease him. Give him what he wants when he asks you to give it some ginger. As the play continues, Childress's adeptness with satire only becomes more apparent as we laugh at the sad truths LaShanz and her co-stars point out. Jessica Francis Dukes plays Millie, another Black woman in the cast. The two joke about playing every flower and gem in the forest, roles like Petunia and Ruby and Magnolia and Pearl. They reminisce about playing the maid and the mammy and the grateful slave. This is also layered by the fact that Jessica Francis Dukes played Vera Stark in off-Broadway's By the Way, Meet Vera Stark, a play about the Black woman who was famous for finally making it into movies, even though she played a slave and continued to play subservient roles. Trouble in Mind brings up the change that needs to happen as we make art. Again, we talk about writing characters that are multidimensional and fully human and complex, but sometimes you need to see the opposite right in front of you, within a satire, of course. You need to see the simple, the one-dimensional, the caricature, to understand the insufficient opportunities that have been given for a century. In this moment, our field is paved with good intentions and pledges to do better, but many of us don't understand what we've been doing wrong. This story makes it incontrovertible. This will create change. The play runs only through January 9th, 2022. There are tickets available for as low as $39. For theatergoers between the ages of 18 and 40, Roundabout Theater Company, the nonprofit theater producing this play, offers $30 tickets that you can buy in advance. You just need to join their HipTix program, which, by the way, is a free membership. You can purchase up to two tickets per HipTix membership, and your guests can be any age, so only you need to be between 18 and 40. Visit roundabouttheater.org or search Roundabout Theater and HipTix, HIPTIX. Finally, there's the Trevor musical. This show actually builds off of our episode about the prom and creating safe spaces for LGBTQ plus youth. With a book and lyrics by Dan Collins and music by Julianne Wick Davis, this original musical takes place in 1981 and centers on a middle schooler named Trevor Nelson. What's beautiful about this show is that it's less a coming out musical than a finding yourself musical. Because Trevor doesn't realize he's gay, he doesn't have the vocabulary for that. Trevor begins to find himself, and his parents do not know how to handle it. His classmates bully him. The musical paints a picture of the risks of the lack of acceptance. This is a classic style musical, though. Top hats, canes, a fantasy dance sequence. The cast includes only 4 adults, and the rest of the cast are made up of preteens and teens. So this show is made for kids and families. As glad as I was that I got to see it, it really needs to be seen by youngsters. In fact, it's recommended for ages 10 and up. Because those youngsters don't necessarily understand yet how bullying can affect their peers. And that's where the change can happen. The show plays off-Broadway at Stage 42 in Midtown Manhattan. Tickets are on sale through April 17th, 2022. Regular tickets start at only $59, but you can find discounted tickets for as low as $39 on sites like TodayTix. You can also get a group rate, and I highly recommend bringing a class for a school trip. I hope you're able to see these shows and that they inspire introspection, conversation, and change. Of course, I realize that aside from Christina Wong's Sweatshop Overlord, these are local to New York. So if you're not in New York, definitely take note of their titles for when they end up at a theater near you, or so that you can read their scripts at the very least. This is by no means a comprehensive list of the shows that speak to Why We Theater. In fact, I still haven't seen In the Southern Breeze at Rattlesnake Playwrights Theater, Colored Water at the Public, or Clyde's at Second Stage on Broadway, which all have the potential to speak to larger issues based on what I've read. Be sure to follow me at Ruthie Fiersberg for real-time viewing updates, as well as on at Why We Theater. If you know of a show that would make great fodder for an episode of Why We Theater, reach out and let me know, please. I would love to hear from you. Next week, we have a new full panel episode for you tied to the musical Interstate, which caused a huge buzz when it premiered at the New York Musical Theater Festival a few years ago. Until next week, happy Turkey Day. I am so grateful for your listenership and cannot wait to continue theatering with you. Why We Theater is a product of the Broadway Podcast Network. It's edited and mixed by Derek Gunther. If you like the show, subscribe at bpn.fm/WWT or Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to leave a review and tell your friends. Our theme music is by Benjamin Velez. Why We Theater is recorded in part on the traditional lands of the Wappinger and Lenape peoples. I acknowledge this land was unjustly taken from them and pay my respect to elders both past and present. Special thanks to Dori Berenstein, Alan Seals, Lee Silverman, Patrick Taylor, Tony Montaneri, Wesley Birdsall, Elena Mayer, and Suzanne Chipkin. For more resources for change, info about our guests, and more, visit us at whywetheater.com.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an R-E-R-I-S-E-T-H-E-A-T-R-E www.theatrewithoutaborder.org, because only together we rise.